listening to the Trailblazer Academy podcast. Our goal is to help you develop your sales skills, improve your leadership agility, and create a strategic vision for territory growth. Let's do this. Welcome to the Trailblazer Academy podcast. I'm Matt MacArthur, BDR's Director of Training. I'm here with Candy Cunningham and Scott Tinder, BDR's Training Specialist for Distribution and Territory Managers. We're here to introduce BDR's newest territory manager training opportunity, the Trailblazer Academy. Candy, Scott, how exciting is this to be able to offer some new territory manager training? Candy?
I'm Candy, go ahead.
I'm extremely excited about this. As a previous territory manager, I would have loved to have had something like this available. So I'm excited that we're putting this together and going to roll it out quickly.
Scott?
Yeah, I echo that. We've been talking about this for a few years, just about wanting to develop something like this. And it just seems with everything that's been going on, now is the exact right time to do this.
Okay, well, let's give folks a little bit more detail about what the Trailblazer Academy actually is. BDR has never done an academy before. Scott, what would you say makes the academy different from some of the other training that we've done for territory managers?
Great question, Matt. You know, just the term academy indicates more of a school, more of a curriculum, more of a series. And that's what really this really is. This is not just a one-off that, you know, you go this and it's done. This is going to be inclusive. You know, a lot of our TM training, I look at it and we have focused on kind of the why and a lot of the learning and the buildup and the justification and explaining the rationale behind things. My vision of this academy and why I think it's really different is that this is going to be the how. How as a TM are you going to take the stuff that we've learned in our prior classes and in this class, but really go out and affect change in your territory? Some real actionable items. Candy, your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I would agree that it's not just a one-off this time, that we're going to continue to build and build. And, you know, the academy is going to go on and on. New people come in, new ideas, and then the ability to, yeah, learn the how and also collaborate with other people that are probably the more, elite territory managers that want to advance their own knowledge, or even people that are beginners that, you know, want to become the best territory managers that they can and learn from each other and just sharing those successes, the struggles, and learning how to make this all happen and not just the theory behind it, but actionable, implementable items and how they can make it happen.
All right, we're going to take the rubber and we're going to introduce it to the road. And that's how we're going to do this thing. So what I heard, Candy, there was really any territory manager could attend this. Can you go a little deeper on what an elite territory manager might get from this that maybe they haven't gotten from BDR training before?
Well, that's a great question, Matt. What's an elite territory manager going to get out of this? So a lot of times we hear back from TMs, you know, you're teaching things that happen in a big market, and I've got a depressed market or a little market that, you know, small population. So how can I take these big grand ideas because I am an elite territory manager in these devastated markets maybe, and I'm great at what I do, but what can I do to fine tune what opportunities are out there for me? The other thing that I think about when I learn, you know, when we teach territory managers how to do things differently is how do I incorporate this into cold calling? How do I incorporate this into adding new dealers, which is always, that's a goal with all distributors. We got to continue to add new business. And so how do I utilize these things that I'm going to learn and roll them into cold calling and not just developing the dealers that I already have on board? And so, there's plenty to learn for the elite territory managers that have already been successful, you know, changing the way that they do certain things to find more success.
Great. Scott, what would you add to that?
Thanks for making me go second, because I got a lot of time to think about my answer on this one. Just the term trailblazer, you know, that to me, that really symbolizes, you know, cutting that new path, you know, finding new opportunities, creating ways to get things done that may not have existed in the past. If any of you know me or have met me or have been in one of my trainees, you know I might be fairly competitive. I like to win. What I see in this is whether you're a brand new TM who really just getting your feet wet, you're not quite sure what to do, but you're hungry, or if you're an elite territory manager who's been around for 10, 15, even 20 years, what this is, it's a way for you to come in and really work on the fine-tuning your craft, your implementation steps. What step by step am I going to do with my dealers, rather than, oh yes, I'm going to go get my dealers to go do this. Well, okay, how? And that's what the Academy is going to be all about. It's going to be, I don't care where you're at in your career, you are going to be able to walk out of this with a clear action items and a plan that you've developed in conjunction with all the BDR strategies and what we're bringing to the table, and go out and be the top TM in your territory. To me, that's what this is all about.
You know, as you were talking, Scott, it also made me think, sometimes I was a territory manager for 15 years and I kind of got stuck in a rut. I did the same thing over and over again. I wasn't getting new ideas. And so, you know, this may help re-energize territory managers that have been doing it for a while. You know, they're still finding success, but what little things, can they tweak and do differently to re-energize themselves and their dealers?
Awesome. So they're going to come and find these little edges that are going to put them over the top from where they are now. Let's dive into the structure of the Academy, because I think people that are listening to this will be interested to hear what that is and how that is set up. One of you want to take on kind of the general structure of the Academy? Candy, you want to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So our plan is to hold the Academy the second Tuesday of every other month, and we will start that in January. So we'll do a January, March, May, July, September, November in 2021, 4-hour training class at that second Tuesday of every month, and then just continue to build into 2022 from there.
Awesome. I know one of several of the things I'm excited about is we're going to bring new tools to this Academy that we've never launched before. So we're going to have online courses also, in addition to the live trainings that you talked about, Candy. And we're going to have podcasts, much like the one we're doing now, that are going to set up each new session that are coming up that you can listen to if you got some drive time or if you're at home in the evenings or whatnot, to get you in the right frame of mind for the next session, so you know what to expect and you're ready to roll when you get there. Scott, what about how's the training going to be different from regular BDR training? I know normal BDR training, we give a lot of information, and you've talked about how we're going to take the rubber and it's going to meet the road here. Any specifics you can bring to that?
If you're looking at this Academy and thinking you're going to, 4 hours, I'm going to sit there and listen to Candy and Scott and Matt for 4 hours, that will not be this Academy. If that's what you're looking for, honestly, this Academy is probably not for you. This is going to be engaged, a level of engagement you probably haven't seen before. You talked about some tools we're going to use. There's going to be some actionable items for you to do. There's going to be some accountability for you. Hence the word Academy, not just training classes, an Academy. With an Academy, the idea is to graduate from an Academy. An Academy is all about prep work, really getting you prepared for the real world or whatever the next step is. So this, we're going to give you the tools. You're going to have the action plans, the true step-by-step implementation plans that you're going to develop in conjunction with Candy, with me, as we go through this, that when you're done, you walk out of that class, I mean, the next 5 minutes, you can be getting stuff done to really move your territory forward and become that elite TM in your marketplace.
Well, and I would just add a little point of clarification. This is going to be a virtual academy. So, you know, you're not going to have travel costs associated with this. You can do this from your home, from your office. You don't have to go anywhere to do it, which we're also very excited about that, to bring it right to your desktop. Cool. Well, I think we've given folks a great outline of what the Trailblazer Academy is going to be about. I'm going to go around the horn here for some final thoughts before we sign off. Candy? No? Okay. We'll start with Scott. What are your final thoughts on the Academy, and just kind of give us something to roll with here as we end?
My final thoughts, Matt, I'm in my 32nd year in the industry. You know, I started off in distribution, and I love the distributors. I love to be in a TM. My heart is with the TMs. I've been at BDR now 12 years. This is probably the most excited at any point in my career I've been about any given thing that we're going to roll out, because I think this is going to be a game changer for TMs. It's going to be a life changer. Our goal with this is, you walk out of this academy, whatever the courses are and the course schedule, you walk out and you have results that you look back and say, man, I am so happy I did that. This has absolutely changed my life.
Yeah, I think about when you say that, absolutely changing their life. You know, I'm a goal person as well, and very competitive, and always wanted to be at the top of the TMs that I worked with. And so I think the knowledge and practicality of all of this as the TMs implement and learn is going to help them just, you know, continue to rise for the distributor they work for themselves, hit their own personal goals as well as their work goals. And very, very excited to share this experience with the territory managers. I know, Scott, both you and I have a passion to help people. And so this fits, yep, you know, right into what we love to do with helping people and helping others achieve their goals. That's, you know, we always say that's the fuel that keeps us going as trainers and mentors and that. And so I'm excited to work with everybody and help them expand their own knowledge and successes.
Yeah, Candy, you know, I look back in my life at the mentors who really impacted what I've done and the results I've achieved, and none of them just handed me stuff and then, you know, expected me to go do it. There was guidance, because I was going into uncharted waters myself, never having been through this. Became a territory manager, never having made a sales call in my life. That's our role, is to be those mentors to really help you adapt the concepts we're gonna teach, take them, and really make it work for you and your territory, whatever that territory is.
Awesome. Well, those are great thoughts. I'm excited as well. All of us at BDR are behind this. The Trailblazer Academy is going to be rolling out in January 2021. So stay tuned for additional details on the Academy. Watch your show, social media feed, and the BDR website. Wahoo.